Her daddy built that house in 1958. With loving, calloused hands, he drove every nail in place. When she was a little girl, the house was her best friend. When she whispered secrets, the walls would listen in. Now if that old house could talk, what a tale it'd tell of everything that happened there and how justice did prevail. She grew up and married a man her family did not like, and the house was given to her as a gift her wedding night. But her husband was not faithful to their wedding ring. When she was away, he'd sneak around, but the house saw everything. Now if that old house could talk, what a tale it'd tell. Their bedroom saw some things he thought he'd covered up so well. That house could tell how it looked out for her through the years, and how its walls would weep when she cried cheating husband tears. That house could tell the secrets he thought were safe within its walls, if that old house could talk, it'd tell it all. One night when she was out of town, he brought her best friend home. They made love, and when she left, he was all alone. But sometime late that night, the house couldn't take no more, so it started a fire in his bedroom, and it wouldn't let him out the door. And when they found him dead in the morning, near a burned out bedroom wall, they wondered why no other part of the house was burned at all. But she knew what had happened, though the final report would say it was an unexplained accident. She knew the house had made him pay. Now if that old house could talk, what a tale it'd tell. How it sent a lying, cheating husband straight to hell.